first names real fast, that'll be great.
It's mid-afternoon in the office of the Buffalo Prenatal Perinatal Network, a more than 30-year-old not-for-profit focused on improving outcomes for babies and mothers. There are a number of ways they do it, but one of the most effective is with good old-fashioned footwork.
So we're going door to door looking for the clients that haven't accessed care yet for whatever reason. If there's stigma, if they just don't know where to go, they're worried about going. We try to find those cases that are scared or need shelter or whatever that aren't in the system yet.
Sherelle McLean is the care coordinator for a team of about a dozen community health workers, CHWs for short. Nearly every week, they hit the streets visiting sites picked by CHW program manager Marixa Sanchez.
So tell me about this neighborhood today, 14215, right?
Yep. We have a lot of teenagers. It's the lowest literacy rate in Buffalo, and it has high infant mortality and high low birth weights. So this is a great neighborhood to seek out a lot of individuals, and there's a big population of teens.
As recent as 2016, the rate of infant mortality in this East Side neighborhood was more than 13 deaths for every 1,000 babies born, and low birth weight was a staggering 13%. It's among the city's worst outcomes, nearly double the county average, and a long way away from nationally set goals for 2020. UBMD epidemiologist Jim Shelton analyzes this data for all of Western New York. He says what drives 14215's long-standing statistics are the social determinants of health.
You know, which takes in place, you know, your housing conditions, economic conditions, you know, living conditions, education conditions, and that's just one of the poorer sections of town.
Sanchez says statistics tell her one in every six girls here will get pregnant. Most of the clients they find are Black or Hispanic, ages 18 to 23.
We're going to start off the block over here.
Sporting gray and maroon T-shirts and aprons, the CHWs are a visible presence in the neighborhood. They walk briskly from door to door, in and out of shops, even stopping people on the sidewalk for their key question.
I do, and her baby's, well, she's only about...
But not all interactions are like this. Finding someone who knows a pregnant woman or a new mother is somewhat common, but finding the woman herself can be rare. On this particular day, the team gets lucky when a resident points them towards Ariana Wardlaw. She had given birth only 15 days before to a baby girl named Journey, and it's her second child.
They're coming out here offering free services to help people in the community. What does that mean to you?
It's appreciative. Because some people don't do it, so it's nice.
What kind of services do you look for now that you have a new baby?
Whatever I can get.
What's most important to you?
My kids. Yeah.
After an initial interaction, one of the CHWs circles back for a mini-needs assessment to find out what items Wardlaw might need as soon as the next day.
So this is what we're looking for. So, you know, her being homeless, she says she doesn't have food. And she needs other services.
Within the week, another CHW will be back to find Wardlaw for a full assessment and bring her on board as a client of the network. They'll make sure she gets insurance, a doctor for her and her baby, and even take them to their visits to help advocate. And that's just the beginning. Mothers can stay in the program until their child turns two. By that time, CHWs will help make sure they're in better housing, working or going back to school, and in general, living a better life.
That's what we do this for, to find that person, that individual. So I'm happy right now. I said I'm happy right now because this effort, even if we have one person, again, that's great that we did that.
It's hard work helping change a community one door, one person at a time. But after 23 years in charge of this outreach program, Sanchez and her team are not giving up. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.